The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
See, the problem is this, Jason. When my wife is thrown out of a store,
allegedly,
it's not okay. Her that's thrown out of the store. It's me that's thrown out of the store. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I don't. Actually.
Well, because then it spreads around the employees that, hey, here, Chimera's wife got thrown out of the store. No one knows who the hell Chimera's wife is, but a lot of people know Chimera.
Yeah.
I have a question, though. How would anyone physically throw you out of a store?
Ma'am, you need to leave. No, I'm not leaving, ma'am. I'm getting the manager. Go get the manager.
Oh boy.
Now live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at Radio City with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man looks
like... We are asking you this morning to pick your fighter. Who you got, Nick Saban or Jimbo Fisher? Because basically they both represent certain things. Who are you siding with? Is anyone siding with Saban in this saga? I mean, he started this whole thing by talking into a microphone, being recorded, just absolutely dissing Texas A&M after Texas A&M had the number one recruiting class. So let us know this morning, 800-990-3776. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, Packers OTA start on Monday. Will Aaron Rodgers be at Packers OTAs? Because here's the thing, guys. I kind of thought he wouldn't. I kind of thought he had drawn a line in the sand and said, I am the two-time MVP. I do not need to be at Packers OTAs. I'll be there when it's mandatory a little bit later in the summer. But then he went on the Pat McAfee show during the NFL draft, and he said this, Ashton.
But I'm going to be out there for mini camp for sure, probably a few more days in May. It was good to see the guys get back there, see Tom Clements, you know, who's back as our quarterback coach, and so, yeah, I'll be back there, a few more days and then for the minicamp.
Now, he said, I'll be back in May. Is he talking about when he just went up and visited the facility and kind of glad-handed with some people when he was at the Bucks game?
May?
No.
Is that a May pun? Knows. You doing a May pun over there?
No, I'm not. Oh. I didn't mean... I was actually just thinking about the question.
I think he knows he'd probably get beat up if he didn't show up. In a couple days is fine. He doesn't need to be there.
Apparently that was in April. I'm sorry. I had to look up the date. They were at the Bucks game in April, the end of April. So if he says he's going to be there for a couple days in May, should we expect to see him next week, Chew?
Yeah. Not for the whole week, but Holmgren would do that. He'd give, Brett, Reggie, Leroy, the players. He's like, okay, come in for 3 days, and then Reggie, after Brett leaves, you come in for 2 days or a day, and then, he would just kind of mix and match it like that.
So Tom Clements said that Aaron doesn't need the reps. Additionally, like at this age, isn't he kind of on a pitch count at this time of year? Like you don't want to overdo it. You don't want to be throwing too much. And I mean, as you get older, it just gets, you only have so many throws.
You have a new Z, right? Sammy Watkins is the new Z.
Never mind.
He doesn't run. There's routes that Sammy is not going to run well that Devontae ran well. There's routes I didn't run well. Therefore, Holmgren wouldn't call him up.
But routes didn't you run well?
There was a Seattle route. It was called Seattle. It's kind of simulated corner. I just couldn't get it down for whatever reason. But you don't find those things out in the season. You find them out in mini camps, And there's going to be things that he doesn't run well, where Devontae did run fairly well. And then, Aaron doesn't have to be involved, but Sammy going through this OTA with Love, Aaron's going to go, look, I like to throw it, bring it another step and a half back, because I like to put it in that spot right there. And let me tell you what I'm thinking so you know how I like to do it. That's the important stuff.
So
that's
apparently Clemens said that the new receivers will mostly be working with Jordan Love, which makes sense because that's the quarterback who happens to be there. Is Jordan Love like Aaron Rodgers? Because if he is, I'm gonna stop panicking about the future. But if he's not, then who cares? if they're catching balls from Jordan Love? Is that really acclimating them to the Packers offense, to the Packers offense that they'll be running this fall? Because to me, it's like, okay, great, he's a stand-in, but he's not as good as the lead.
Well, so, I mean, but what stand-in is as good as the lead?
Correct, but that's why you need the lead. Like I've said that I think Aaron Rodgers needs to be there. I know that in the past he has said he doesn't need it, and I appreciate Tom Clemens coming to the defense of his guy who essentially got him the job. Doesn't feel like there's any, you know, need to side with him there.
He's a straight shooter, Jen. I don't know what your
but
problem is.
But the point is that Aaron may not need the reps this time of year. But there are people on that team who do. People who need the reps from the number one quarterback. And so that, to me, is what is leading Aaron to say that he will come by for a few days. He has recognized the, I don't know, direness of the situation. That yes, like you said yesterday, Chewy, defensive coordinators do not respect this wide receivers unit that whatsoever.
No, they don't.
So yeah. He needs to go out there and start building that chemistry. And I know I said this and you guys were kind of like, I don't know how much that weighs into it, but I still think there is something to be said for just that first day, that first meeting, that first, like, get the awe out of your system, Christian Watson. Get you know what I'm saying? Because you're meeting the great Aaron Rodgers. And so the sooner you can get past that phase into the, all right, let's get down to business, let's get to work phase, the better off you are in the process.
It's just it's more so if you were to chart the plays last year, I'd be willing to bet, and just take one game. Let's say there's 70, let's say there's 50 pass plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
My guess is Davante Adams, who is your Z out of the 50 passes, probably had 30 where he was the number one receiver because he's Davante Adams, and it's very easy. Like, oh, he's doubled or tripled, go the other side. Your X probably has, what I say, 30. X probably has 10. Tight end has 7. Running backs have 3. Where they're the number one read. Well,
sure.
That's going to change.
Oh, yeah.
The Z is not going to get 30 number one reads. It's going to be a balance between X and Z because you don't have a superstar. You just have guys. So that's got to change, you know? So now there's got to be a new influx of plays for X that he's not used to, you know? That's how things change, you know? Because the balance is going to be totally different than it was when Devontae was there.
So game planning is going to be, I mean, this is going to be a huge undertaking for Matt LaFleur,
yeah,
and some of the new coaches.
Huge.
Because they're going to have to,
yeah,
kind of go dive deeper into the playbook potentially.
Yeah, or, you know, it's a copycat league. We all know it's a copycat league. So take a good X in this league, who I don't know. Offhand, I can't think of a great X.
Larry,
but they'll go back and that guy. They're going to go back and say, you know what, the receiver for, I don't know, Denver. Great X. All right, well, let's steal some of their plays. We used to do it all the time. You know, we do it in season where they would run a play. We're like, wow, we really like that. We can't run it now, but let's save it for 3 weeks.
So something like Minnesota, because they had Thielen and,
yeah,
you know, where they've got the two good wide receivers,
sure,
so they probably have some good plays for Thielen, obviously,
that's,
even though Jefferson's their Z.
That's what they're working on right now.
800-990-3776. That's our first Midwest Bank talk and text line here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy here at ESPN Milwaukee. I'm not sure if anything that happens between the NFL draft and training camp is actually important. I don't know. Some of it to me feels a little like, hey, here's where the bathroom is. Here's where the locker room is. This is where you're situated. Here's how you get to the training room. I know that, like, some of that is part of what these guys are dealing with, especially with the rookie minicamp. But I can't help but wonder how Aaron Rodgers has gone about convincing himself that while he may not need the offseason reps, the new guys also won't need the offseason reps with him. Tell me how he has convinced himself that that's acceptable.
You know what they do in the offseason, though, Jen? This is where you get all your stuff out of the way, your financial seminars. You know, they have financial people come in. You have a meeting for an hour. You have the union come in. A union rep will come in and say, all right, this is where we're at. The officials will come in and say, okay, these are the new rule changes for the year. I mean, it's kind of a pain but that's where they get all the logistical stuff out of the way so you don't have to do that during the season.
Additionally, you were just talking about Jordan Love. Doesn't Jordan Love literally need every rep he can get?
Not more than the guys need it with Rodgers. I get what you're trying,
yeah,
to say. I know what you're trying to sell me here, but, like, no, not more than Sammy Watkins and Christian Watson and all those guys
but if you're
need
also
to work
to be
on
looking,
timing with Rodgers.
But if you're also supposed to be looking towards the future, Like Jordan Love, yeah, you got a decision to make on him at the end of the season.
Do we know what we have?
I mean, I think I do. I think so.
I mean, if they don't know what they have, then yes. But if they know what they have, stop trying to shove flint. Help me out here.
Sand up a flea's ass.
Whoa, I've never heard that one before. And that does
Tom LaBott, greatest
O-line
coach ever.
Incredibly difficult, yeah. If I'm being honest.
Yes.
That sounds like an undertaking I would not want to.
No,
shoving sand up a flea's ass?
Yeah.
No, I'll write it down.
The
two coats of paint one I like.
No, the sand up a flea's ass is like, if they bring up 8 or 9 in the box, why are we running the ball?
Chewy.
Yes.
Does Aaron Rodgers need to be at OTA?
Yes, for a limited amount.
This is what you get for complimenting him last segment, saying he was doing such a great job today. I told you he was going to come back and bite you in the ass.
Sneakers.
I don't know what that would be.
I kind of like that.
Sneakers in the truck.
I kind of like that.
I agree with you, Gabe, that Jordan Love does need the refs, but it's more important to focus on the immediate future than the extended future. And the immediate future is, how can we develop chemistry? How can we develop that connection that we know will be lacking out there in the wide receivers? I keep coming back to what Chewy said yesterday, because I think it was, don't tell him I said this, kind of brilliant. Defensive coordinators in this league do not respect the wide receiver core. They don't. They're looking around going, oh, this is a piece of cake. What'd you say yesterday, Chewy? You said, you know that you don't have to double anybody. You know that you can put 8 in the box.
Yeah, or you can play cover 2.
Or you can play cover 2.
Just keep everything under you, you know?
So if you're Aaron Rodgers, you have to tell yourself, like, look, he is the most competitive person I think I've ever covered, right? I never covered Michael Jordan, and I know that Aaron Rodgers is kind of doing the Michael Jordan blueprint, but how in the world can you convince yourself that not going to OTAs for an extended period of time benefits this team?
But he's going to be there for a few days. Like, again, like, OTAs aren't 2 weeks long. Like, they're just little short sprints where they're 3-4 days. So, I mean, if he's going to be there for 2 of them, I think that seems sufficient enough at this time of year. Because they're all so spread out. So let's say you work on something for a couple weeks. Well, now the next OTA isn't until June 16th. So now you have a couple weeks. Like, you're going to kind of take a couple steps back there anyway, aren't you? Where, okay, we worked on this. Well, now we got to rework on this. Now we're back up to speed. Now we can just add this one more thing we're going to work on. Like, I just don't think that there's going to be, correct me if I'm wrong here, Chew. It doesn't seem like this isn't the time where a lot of that work's done. A lot of that work is done in training.
Yeah, but and the other thing is, like, this coaching staff knows that they're not defensively, they're not going to play him the same. So now they have to guess, the offensive coaching staff, they have to guess what Chicago and Minnesota and Detroit are going to play him, and that's where you put it in the mini camps, you know, because before it was like I said, we know they're going to double Devontae here. If they don't, if they stay in 9, then we go to Devontae. This is what the quarterback position is all about. It's choices, like RPOs, you know. They go, leave this on if they play this. If they don't, check to run. But you knew that with Devontae. You kind of knew how they had to play him. Now you don't, so it's...
I don't want to oversimplify this, guys, but like, think about when we got together in this studio for our show, okay? And think about the clunkers that we kicked out for the first...
Didn't happen.
2 years.
Sure.
But Jen, just...
I haven't even been on the air for 2 years.
But I'm going to say, like, the first few months,
just
right?
Imagine we show up Monday, okay? I'm going to do your job. You're going to go do Ashton's job.
Yeah.
Ashton's going to come in here, and then Gabe, you're in Scotland.
I'm out like Trout.
Or we can come in on Saturday, work together a little bit, figure out those new roles.
You think he's going to remember
Now we know who the Aaron Rodgers of the group is over here. I'm the veteran. I don't need the work. Y'all will figure it out around me. And I think that's what this comes down to, guys. Either it's a team sport or it's not. Either you are doing what is in the best interest of the team or you're doing what is in the best interest of yourself. And again, I appreciate that Aaron Rodgers is going to throw us a bone here, give us a couple days of OTAs. But the bottom line is, this receiving core unit needs Aaron Rodgers there. And two days, great. So you can glad hand, you can kiss babies, and you can, you know, do your I'm Aaron Rodgers, behold.
One other thing, Ashton's job is not that hard.
You can do it. I'll quit. Take it.
I would love to see Chewy try to cut up sound. Like, looking at the software audio and, like, looking at a waveform, I want to see Chewy do that.
You want to know another thing? Your job is not that hard.
It really isn't.
I think Chewy, I mean, I can't be...
You can't be true?
I can't be true.
No, we can't. That's true.
I didn't get hit in the face with a 30-pound pry bar yesterday.
You don't have sneakers in your head.
Yeah, see, here's a good question. Of the four of us, whose job is easiest?
Two. Well, mine is. I don't do crap.
Yeah, but like you somehow are an inherently interesting person. I haven't figured it out yet.
You know who wrecked it?
Who?
Brad. Big Brad.
Because he told you not to do any work?
No, he said you're so good organic, which I translated as don't do anything and just talk about the first thing that comes to your head.
And you sure do.
Brad would be so proud. You are honoring his legacy so well. All right, we roll on after this, Gabe.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. If you are dealing with fatigue, you're dealing with kind of a cloudiness, you just don't feel like yourself, you don't have that energy to get through your day, well, Kevin, the founder and CEO of Mentality, created a testosterone treatment just for you. And every guy is going to be a little bit different, so they can tailor these different treatments for you. You can compete at work in sports like you did years ago. Your career is a competition. You need every edge you can get. So if you have that fogginess, if you have that lack of energy, again, could be low testosterone, Mentality is there to help you get through your day and feel like yourself. Check out their website, lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it. He said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll.
Excuse me?
Why are you looking at me?
I was looking at Chewy through his phone because he was like, I think I'm supposed to be responding now. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. That's news.
Wait.
There is now a Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account.
There was one?
There wasn't one. And now there is one.
Yeah. Ooh, should we give access to Chewy?
No. We should not.
Oh.
He'll post pictures of Chernobyl corn.
Who doesn't want that?
That one should.
That is, yes. That should be, yes.
Profile picture.
I could post it on our new Instagram account as well.
I'm going to hold on.
Oh, we got an Insta account too?
Insta account as well. Damn. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter and Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Insta. So if you want to follow our show, go ahead. It's Jen, Gabe, Chewy. Very simple. On both platforms there, we're going to take snippets of the show, post them. Obviously, all of our polls will originate from the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter handle. We will probably retweet them on the ESPN Milwaukee handle, but we'd love for you to interact with us there as well. It's a big day for our show. A little bit of a celebration here as we finally got some social media for Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. So we put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. OTAs are most important for who? Jordan Love's development, as Gabe, you know, contends and makes an argument for, or Aaron Rodgers and the wide receivers. Aaron Rodgers saying to Pat McAfee during the draft show he is going to be at OTAs for a few days. That's OTAs starting next week. So we should expect Aaron Rodgers in Wisconsin for a few days next week to work on that chemistry, build a rapport, work on the timing with some of his new wide receiver weapons. Does that then stint Jordan Love's development? Let us know. We put it on the poll. You can go ahead and weigh in on that. Chew, what's your gut tell you about who you want to see getting those reps next week with the guys?
My gut is they're going to give Jordan one more shot. This is his third year?
Third year.
Most times you know about a player in his third year, so my guess with Tom Clements, and is he a quarterback whisperer?
He helped out Rodgers.
With Kyler Murray, too. He was there for a year. So they'll probably see, hey, can you fix this guy? If not, we're going to move in another direction. I mean, how long are we going to do this? Jordan Love.
Until he's not on the team.
Which, if it doesn't go well this year, would probably be next year.
Next year would be his last year.
But the problem, I don't know. I think they should have moved him this year.
So there's a part of me, guys, that feels like Aaron Rodgers sensed the heat, sensed the narrative, sensed the flack that he was going to get if he did not, in fact, show up. And then people, you know, they store that stuff, right? They're looking for, they've got receipts, they're looking for wins. If the team struggles, people are going to come back and be like, see? If you had just shown up for those early practices, if you had just shown up to work on it with the guys, you guys would have been better out the gate or whenever it ends up manifesting. There's a part of me that feels like Aaron Rodgers sensed that coming and thought, I'll cut him off at the quick. I'll show up for a couple of days. And now he expects everybody to be like, oh, Aaron, thank you so much. Look at you taking time out of your busy off-season schedule to come and hang out with us commoners.
But if Devontae did come back, would you have a problem with him not showing up?
Nope.
No. I have no problems.
Yeah.
It's all because of the state of the wide receiver core. It's all because of the state of that room,
too. Well, so here's the question. Do we know if Sammy Watkins is going to be there next week?
He better be.
Yeah, he better be.
I mean, he's injured all the time. Like, when he got a little hammy issue.
Does he have an issue he's dealing with?
Let's
be clear that we're just throwing this out there hypothetically
speaking. Yeah, that's hypothetically.
Which should scare you even more. If he's got a history of being hurt. Because then who plays? I mean, Randall Cobb to Z? Lazard to X?
But let's just follow this hypothetical for 1 second, Gabe. And let's just say that Sammy Watkins is nursing something, okay?
Sure.
You still got Christian Watson. You still got Romeo Doubs. You know what I'm saying? There are still other guys out there that you need to get in there. And again,
Romeo Doubs isn't going to be playing a lot next year.
Rid of the awe of, oh my God, it's Aaron Rodgers throwing to me. You know, that first one's going to go off the chest. That second one's going to go off the hands. And then finally get into a rhythm with some of those weapons.
But again, to use the analogy that you said when we first started doing shows, I mean, it's going to be noticeable. Like the next few weeks for our show, we're going to be kind of rotating who's here and who's not with different vacations and different work things that we have planned. I'm guessing when we all sit down for the first time together in the middle of June, it's going to take a second to kind of find that chemistry.
Goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we get goofy no matter what, I think.
No, but when you're offered an extended time here, it does. It takes a little time to get back into the
flow. Let me ask you a question then. Let's say Rodgers goes out there for a couple of days and it is just disaster. It is like, holy hell, I had no idea how much work we had to do. Could you see him pivoting? Could you see him saying, I got to be here. It's very clear. Or would you see him be like, nope, that's my ride. I'm out.
But again, like, if he's there for a couple days for this first one, then they have one the week after. He'll be there for the June mandatory minicamp from the 7th to the 9th.
Yeah, but when do you get to the break glass in case of emergency? Meaning, hey, these receivers are not going to get it done. I mean, how long do you give them? Do you give them into the first preseason game?
Probably. That would be my guess. Just kind of see how they react in a game setting. Although, I mean, if you can't look good in...
Yeah, all night. Yeah.
Like, then maybe you... I mean, I don't know when you panic.
I don't know when that is, though. I think that'd be too late once you get into training camp. I mean, who's going to be left? Julio?
Oh, I mean, the most fascinating name to me that's still out there is OBJ, but it...
He can't play.
That's the problem. Like,
and
I'll be shocked
if he doesn't end up with the Rams again. I'll be shocked, guys, if he doesn't end up with them. 800-990-3776. The list that we threw out the other day was Will Fuller, Emmanuel Sanders, T.Y. Hilton, and Julio Jones. And we said, not really moving the needle for us. Not really making us go, yes, difference maker, book it, Super Bowl Green Bay. John and Tosa, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Congratulations on your Twitter page.
Thank you. Don't really know what that means.
I appreciate
but thank you.
That the sarcasm there. It was dripping. It was drenched. I appreciate that.
It was a long process. We had to put in an application.
You're welcome, John.
That was
background checks that some of us had trouble passing.
Hey, so I've been thinking about this. I'm not a Packers fan, but kind of looking at it from an NFL perspective. I think Rodgers coming to OTA was always the plan. Just wasn't announced. He's going to give a stamp of approval on these wide receivers as if there's any potential, okay, do we need to add? And that's his input with Goody and LaFleur. So he feels he can kind of see what these guys, he wants to see what the jump Amari Rodgers has made. Just giving him more reps. So I think, honestly, it's going to be more timing. It's like, okay, how do we work on the back shoulder, passes and the eye contact, just kind of building that. Communication, nonverbal communication. You're going to see who's got the intelligence level to do this. I mean, let's look at the last couple of wide receivers that have had success with Rodgers. Jordy Nelson, James Jones, Greg Jennings, Devontae Adams, highly intelligent wide receivers. Not elite athletes, but they're not the elite athlete. They're very good athletes, and they're very smart. They're very cerebral players. I think they look at Alan Lazard as being that person, someone who knows how to play with his body. He's not a he's not a burner by any means, but you know, everyone who complains about the plays that Rodgers made in the NFC Championship game against Tampa and then against San Francisco, and they said, well, why are you forcing it to Davante Adams? Well, who was open? Lazard was open on both those plays, so maybe he does have the ability to get open. Maybe that's kind of what they're looking at. So that's all I got, guys. Have a good one.
Appreciate you, John. Thanks.
Yeah, no, that's big. That's big. Chemistry is big. And the biggest thing they lost is Devontae because, and I had it with Brett, you just get a look and gotcha. I know what you're talking about. You don't even have to say it. They're not going to have that. You know, at least they're not going to have it with Watkins. You know who's going to be your primary receiver. And you're not going to have it with a tight end because of Gunga LaGunga. He needs to have a big OTA because they need to see what they got going into. And there's nothing to say that they couldn't add a tight end. If Tanya's not going to be ready.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I'm not as familiar with the tight end market because the wide receiver has been such the focus. So, I mean, yeah. Jen listed off the free agents. I don't think there's anybody out there tight end wise.
Reaction rolling in on our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account. While it's great for developing love, Rodgers is the one who has to play with these receivers in meaningful minutes. Therefore, it is Rodgers and the wide receivers. That from Mike B. Ryan and McGuanago weighing in saying they need to be for the players who will actually play and get some work together. That, of course, being a vote for Rodgers and the wide receivers versus Jordan Love. And Tim weighing in saying Love benefits from OTAs for sure, but the great regular season QB who is notoriously impatient and sometimes a dick to young receivers, he needs to be there. He's 7-9 in the postseason in the past 11 games.
Hey, Ron Burgundy.
Stop kissing this guy's yucata.
Hey, Ron Burgundy. What the hell are you doing over there?
Who put a question mark in the teleprompter?
You even paused, and I was like, I thought, oh my God, she's going to skip over it. This is great. Nope.
Thank you, Twitter. Is that the new Twitter account?
Yeah,
we're
sure
off and rolling. We christened it.
The new is all the same.
Why haven't you been out to Bunzel's Meat Market at 90th and Burline, Milwaukee? There are no excuses. This week's specials at Bunzel's Meat Market include USDA Certified Choice Angus Bone-In Rib Steaks, $22.99 a pound. Fresh marinated chicken wings. I love getting these chicken wings, throwing them on the grill. They're fantastic. They have five varieties to choose from, starting at $6.49 a pound. They have the jalapeno cheddar brats, $5.99 a pound. Large cooked and peeled shrimp, $9.99 a pound. Bunzel's meats, all natural locally. I highly recommend you visit Bunzel's 90th and Burleigh. I love going there. It's where I get all my meat to throw on the grill. It's where I go pretty much grocery shopping because you can taste the difference. It is a cut above what you typically get. So if you haven't been there, Bunzel's 90th and Burleigh, and visit their website, Bunzel's.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
10 seems a little early for driving stick.
Well, I grew up on the farm. Can you guys drive stick?
A lot of free time, Jen.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Maybe we're just trying too hard when really it's closer than it is too far.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Wisconsin. During the break, we were trying to learn a little Scottish. Because Gabe is going to Scotland.
That's not bad, Jen.
She's not
bad. I'm working on it.
I mean, nice little crash course you took there.
There's a moose loose about this hoose.
Easy, that one, lassie.
That one. Laddie. Are you thinking you're going to come back with a little Scottish accent?
Not a chance.
Come on!
Wait, you think I'm just going to come back and just be speaking with a Scottish accent?
Doesn't this happen to you if you go up north? Don't you start talking like the people up north in Wisconsin when you come back? You have to like adjust your dialect?
I think that, I don't think it happens. I think it has to be a longer period of time.
No, I don't think it does.
6 days.
No, I think, no. No, 6 days in this segment.
You'll do it when you're drinking, when you have some scotch.
Oh, boy.
You'll be like, what am I doing?
No, it's fun. You should definitely do it.
We used to call Brian Noble the chameleon.
Because he could do accents?
No, whatever. If he was playing dominoes with the brothers, he'd talk like a brother. If he'd come with the white guys and play backgammon or whatever. So we called him the chameleon.
Karma.
What are you doing?
Good song.
Yeah. So now I'm trying to learn a little Scottish to make Gabe feel at home.
Everything in Scottish sounds more dramatic.
If you could have an accent, though, what would you want?
Australian.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Mm.
Ooh.
That's a good...
Big fan.
Yeah, Australian's a pretty good one.
Hemsworth.
That's not an accent, Jen. That's a human.
Several humans.
That's a good reasoning, though, for being
honest. What's better, English or Scottish? I'd say Scottish.
Like an English accent versus a Scottish accent?
Yeah.
The English accent, I think, sounds more intellectual.
That's what which is funny because most people would say that it's not, it doesn't sound intellectual compared to what is the most desired dialect in the United States? It's the Midwestern accent, not the Wisconsin accent where you start to drag out your O's, but middle of the country. That, you know, Southern accent. If you're in television, Southern accent, they try to get that out of you. They just do. Like, Marty Smith is the only guy I've ever seen who, and Ryan McGee, you know, on ESPN, are the only guys I've ever seen who can kind of have their Southern, heavy Southern drawls on television.
What about New York?
Yeah, a lot of people have a New York accent. Forget about it.
But they don't want that? Or they do want the New York, and they don't want I think I would take a Southern accent over anything. And I've been a toad when I went down there and played. I'd talk like Brett. I'm like, what a loser. With my cowboy boots on. Oh, you're cool.
But isn't there something about, and this is not discriminatory, it is just they've done sociological studies on this. When you hear someone say the exact same sentence in a Midwestern accent, and you hear someone say the exact same sentence in a Southern accent, your perception is that the person speaking with the Southern accent is less intelligent. Studies have been, I mean, serious. Yeah. This isn't me being can I insult a whole portion of the population? This is literally studies that have been done. I wonder where Scottish would fall on that, you know, where you'd rank it from a perceived intellect standpoint. I can't believe you're not going to even try the accent.
Because here's the thing. Like, I also feel like Scottish... I hear that, and I think a little violence, and if I start doing a Scottish accent in front of somebody in Scotland accidentally, they might not be happy. They might be thinking I'm mocking them. Next thing you know, I'm going to throw down brawl.
Yeah, because Irish people don't like to fight.
What a story! Who doesn't want to have that story on their bachelor party?
It's not a bachelor party.
It could be, though. Your wedding's in, less than a month.
I understand, but I, know one person that I'm going to this trip with.
Does that matter for a bachelor party?
Yes,
it does.
Actually, hold on. Absolutely does.
I don't know if it does.
Jen, this is great. Now, see, I'm going to be a participant in a bachelor party later this summer. No, he didn't invite me, unfortunately. And it went later this summer. I know two people. My friend and my friend who's getting married. There's going to be 13 of us there.
But it doesn't matter who you're as attendee. Like, as
I think that matters.
If it's your bachelor party, you should probably know more than, 16%
but
of the people there?
Once you throw down that sixth 20. Drink, it's not like you can tell one person from another anyway. You just need the one guy there who can hold your hair. Well,
six
in your
drinks,
case.
What are you, lightweight?
You look
Whoa,
at me.
Damn, boom, roasted. I don't know which shoulder to hit.
I don't know, Gabe.
Did it, huh?
Hey, you have six... Have six fingers of scotch. Ooh, I guarantee you're going to be lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, what are you talking about here?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking about six seltzies. I'm not talking. You're going to be having seltzies over there in Scotland.
I can handle six seltzies.
Which
can
is
you?
Weak.
I feel like that's what happened. We got you into trouble a few weeks ago.
That's
right. I forgot about that.
Six seltzies should do nothing to you.
Hey, that's 5% alcohol, big guy.
As opposed to what's a beer?
4.7.
Well, okay, so that's another thing. What is a good Scottish beer?
I feel like when people go to Ireland,
there's
Guinness, Harp, like a black Guinness and tan is outstanding. I've been to Dublin.
I feel Guinness is still going to be popular in Scotland.
Really?
Yeah, you have black and tan, right?
Yeah,
but wait,
those are
do you
delish.
Have to drink scotch in Scotland?
Oh, I'll probably have a glass of scotch.
Scotch from Scotland?
The problem with the beer over there, Gabe, is it's warm.
Oh.
It's warm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind warm beer?
What does that mean?
It's room temperature.
They don't do cold beer?
Isn't everything room temperature? Isn't water room temperature in Europe as well?
I want to say the beer is warm there, too. Yeah.
I don't understand that.
So, you don't get an ice-cold beer? You get a room temperature beer?
You get a lukewarm beer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be, between 50 or 45 and 60 most days that I'm there, so I don't know if I'm going to be coming off the golf course craving an ice-cold beer.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is the weather there drastically different than it is here in the summer?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Braveheart?
Freedom!
I didn't see a lot of sunny
sunny beach days.
Yeah, yeah. How would that have affected the overall outcome of the movie, right? Like, it's the guys that can't be out there having the wars and the fights and the battles and whatnot with the bright yeah, sunshine the nice, overhead. Yeah. Like, come on.
Do you have any sunscreen? As I chop your head off.
Oh, that wasn't the worst of it for old Braveheart. For old
when he got
Wallace.
It up the yeah. Where were they putting that?
Now he's bleeping himself.
Well, Ashton. That's because you got in trouble last segment. He's actually on his best behavior.
Barely yeah, but where did they put trouble. That curly thing? In the end of the movie.
Where do you, in the end. They put it in the
where
end.
Where did they put...
In the end.
What do you want here? What do you, I mean, for, what do you
I just want to know what
I'm
they were doing.
I'm giving you the answer. I'm telling you where they put it. They put it in the end.
Is that the waffle?
I can't keep up with the Urban Dictionary
yeah.
over here. I
He's
can't keep
so
up.
So many different ones.
Chufemisms. Here's the thing, Chewy.
What?
We're telling you the answer without saying it so we don't get dumped again.
The end.
You gotta, you know, in the place where the sun don't shine.
All right.
He knows. He's just being difficult right now.
No, I thought it was. Can you? I want to.
Oh,
say
yeah, just
it.
Whatever. Just say
so,
it's
Gabe,
fine.
You're the leaving. The, yeah. Ooh.
He wanted.
You gotta dump that for sure.
No, I don't.
You
told
don't?
Me to say
no.
it.
You don't have to dump that?
It's body part.
You can't say the D word that I said in you, the last no, segment, no, but you can say the T word that he just said.
Well, he didn't say the other T word. Like, if you said the other T word, that'd be different.
Is the other T word up here?
Yep.
Yes. That's been bleeped.
One north, one south.
I was just making sure we were all on the same page.
I love Twitter.
Gabe, how much are you going to miss us next week?
So much. So
he's
much, guys.
PTSD.
I'm just going to wake up and just yell curse words.
He's going to be boarding his flight to come back to Wisconsin, and he's going to be like Stewie rocking himself in the crib because he doesn't want to come back to this bleep
Gabe,
show.
Please don't leave. Please don't leave.
She was about ready to
and
ask
Jen
a question.
And Jen might be leaving next week, too. It's me and you, buddy.
Should we leave Chewy by himself?
No.
Yes,
no,
I have to do
no.
a shoot for ESPN. I think we should leave you to do the show by yourself on Tuesday.
Chewy
does Wednesday.
A show solo. I will make sure I am streaming.
Thursday morning, Chewy by himself. Chewy solo.
Me? Here's the worst part is it wouldn't just be Chewy solo. It would be me also with him. He's just staring at me saying right, and I'm like, I don't even know what we're talking about right
well,
now.
Well, that's the thing. You should definitely just have a right buzzer or a
I'm
right
just
ding,
take off that
and it
day.
Just starts counting up every time he
me
says right.
Do it. Everything
I have 7 years worth.
Great.
Chewy's just a one-man
yeah, no.
band.
I've got 7 years worth of PTO. I'm taking off that day.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Oh, man. All right, Gabe. Well, we hope you have very safe travels on your way to Scotland. I'll keep working on my accent so that when you come back, I can do a whole segment in Scottish language
we
just
have,
to make you feel.
We have one more segment, you know. You don't have to say goodbye right now.
I mean, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been fun. Hasn't been real fun.
Hey.
Are we workshopping me by myself
who's
or what?
Captaining this ship.
That's a good point.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Be right back.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You want to tell us right now what it is?
No. Nope.
Can you in
can't.
The PG version of whatever says on your screen, tell us what a tallywhacker is?
Wow, I'm taking the under on that
well,
one.
Well, I think three of the four of us have them.
Okay.
But he's not sure. Could be four of four.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Weekend is upon us, and if you're looking for the perfect place to host a private party to celebrate a birthday or a big promotion, or heck, just getting together with your favorite people, you should bring that group to the Dark Room. It's a secret dining area located inside St. Kate. I almost feel like I should be whispering while I talk to you about the Dark Room, because it's a quiet, swanky setting for you to enjoy an intimate meal with your favorite people, and you get the opportunity to work directly with St. Kate's dining team to create a custom menu for your celebration. Yeah, that's right. You get to help create a custom menu. For more information, just go to their website. It's stkatearts.com, stkatearts.com to learn more about hosting your next celebration in the Dark Room.
Here we go.
Quite like that our listeners recognize the significance of us getting our own social media accounts. It was very nice to get a congratulations, even if it was sarcastic and a little demeaning. Because that's what the show is, sarcastic and a little demeaning.
We're up to 27 followers, guys.
That's great. We haven't even had it for 24 hours.
All right, so we just keep growing at the pace of one follower per hour. Well, you know, we'll just...
It's great.
Really take off.
Chewy, will you tell some people at the gym today and at Cousin Subs, will you tell them to follow us on Twitter and Instagram?
Oh.
Sure.
We should make him a t-shirt that he just wears everywhere that says follow us
on Twitter.
Would you? If we made it of like that athletic gear, like athletic material so that it whisks away the sweat, would you wear it that says follow Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on social media?
If it's free, it's me.
Well, there we go.
This is a brilliant plan by you, Gabe. Congratulations. You know, you can go ahead and bow out now. That's right. Going to be your biggest contribution to the show today. We asked you earlier if OTAs are most important for Jordan Love's development or Aaron Rodgers and the wide receiver. Survey says 60% of people saying Aaron Rodgers and the wide receivers. We talked about some of our reaction to that a little earlier in the show. Listen, I think it's beneficial for both. Right, you do want Jordan Love to continue making that progress, but again, he hopefully isn't the guy under center for still another few years. So there is still time for him to make that jump, that leap. You're saying, though, they got to make a decision on him sooner rather than later, and that's why they need to know what they've got.
Yeah, because you've got the decision with the fifth-year option that comes up after the end of the third year.
I just want to hear
on from him.
I want to hear a ringing endorsement. You know, not the endorsement they got from Clement or
so our guy Beefy8 was, you know, his praises were being sung by the coaching staff yesterday. Again, All Oneida is certainly a thing.
Sure.
So this time of year, it's like, what else are the coaches going to say? And we haven't gotten that. What else are going to coaches say? But praise this guy with Jordan.
What were they praising? Like the weight room work, or because they're not doing any on field work because there are restrictions. As far as what coaches can do with their players in the offseason, that's why they kind of ran it through the strength coach because he's the only one that really can do anything. But what were they praising? That he lost weight?
Here is the quote from wide receivers pass game coordinator Jason Vrabel. Right now, I've seen Malik Taylor, Juwan Winfrey, and Amari Rodgers, who look night and day compared to what they did last year. I think it's all the way they worked in the offseason, the way they understand the playbook, and the way they're flying around out there. It's a totally different speed.
Is that Vrabel's brother?
I'm not sure.
How's it spelled?
Same way, right?
Vrabel.
Maybe there is some connection there. I'm not sure. I feel like I would have heard if it was, right? Wouldn't we have heard if there was some like familial connection there? Let me ask you this, Chu, because you said this yesterday, and I thought it was a really interesting point about defensive coordinators not respecting this wide receiver core. What would cause them to respect it? What would cause them to fear it or to be scared of whatever Green Bay is going to trot out there?
The balance. That is balance across the board. Guys perform better than we thought. Like Beefy8 is one, and Gunga La Gunga. Sammy Watkins looks renewed. I mean, I don't think there's a superstar. We're not going to have a superstar out of that group, but if they work well as a unit and they're very balanced and you have 5-6 good players, don't have to be great, that Rodgers can work with, then they'll get scared. That's kind of what we had in 96.
That's just what I was going to ask. You know? Is there an example of a team that has won that way? And you're saying it was your squad.
We had, you know, Robert was nice. Free was nicer.
I mean, Robert, in 96, Robert was coming off of an almost 1,500-yard season.
Yeah.
But you didn't duplicate that?
But, I mean, Robert was never thought of as elite in the league.
I mean, again, the 1995 year he had, to have 1,500 yards receiving
that's
great. In 1995 is outrageous.
But I'm just saying, we had good guys.
Yeah.
We had
good. Free was kind of developing. I mean, obviously, then you had Andre at the end of the year.
Andre, but Beebs stepped up and was huge. And then Keith and myself and then Dorsey and Edgar in the backfield. I mean, that's just five-headed monsters, much tougher to stop than, say, a Kansas City when they had Tyreek and
In terms of recent history, like a team that didn't really have that top-of-the-line wide receiver would have been the Eagles when they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Like Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's, I mean, Mike Evans is a nice, but you got Godwin, you got Gronk, you got Hap, you got Fournette in the backfield. That's tough to stop. I mean, when you have a lot of good players as opposed to just say two superstars.
Dan and Tosa weighing in on our first Midwest Bank talk and text line 800-990-3776. He says, who's going to win us the games this year? Is it Jordan Love on the bench? No, it's Rodgers and the wide receiver core. They should be the ones out there working. And then he says, like the rest of us, which makes me think that maybe Dan just doesn't like the idea of NFL players just sitting at home when the rest of the players are actually working. So which feud is going to continue? Saban's and Jimbo's or yours and Chernobyl Corns? Are you guys done? You got even by honking the horn this morning when he was turkey hunting after he hit you in the face with the crowbar. Is it done, or is he now going to do something to get back at you, and then you'll have to do something to get back at him, and this goes on in perpetuity?
No, we'll have a cold one because we live next to one another, and I have no friends, so...
I'll be your friend.
I'm in the middle of a feud, too, right now, with Eric Name.
What?
What happened?
So, went out to dinner with a couple of teammates, Brian D. And his lovely fiance, on Wednesday night, and Eric Name found out about it. So we get there. Turns out this MF-er bought us a bottle of wine and a couple of apps. So now I got to get him back.
That was Chernobyl Corn is the biggest mooch on the face of the earth. He's never giving me anything. You should be happy.
I don't think you understand how feuds work.
Yeah, no, I've got to plan, figure out where he's going.
You should
do
something nice back because you're a nice guy. I would do the same. I don't see the issue.
We're at war.
Next time he goes
to brunch,
if you don't want him,
he's not paying.
If you don't want him as a friend, send him my way. Chernobyl Corn goes through my fridge and like, are you gonna eat this pizza? I'd like to have it for dinner.
Chewy, he's taking Tinder requests for buddies. Yeah. Swipe left, swipe left. Ooh, swipe right.
Be careful, not everything's the same.
Hey, it's been a great week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We hope you've had a great week as well. Wildy and Tosh is next on ESPN Wisconsin and ESPN Milwaukee. Gabe will certainly not be here next week.
Peace out.
No, you got to say it in a Scottish accent. The moose is a boot in the hoose.
No, it is not Canadian. A boot.
Do That's it. What she said. I Do was it, listening Gabe. To the thing.
Do it.
You're not the boss of me, Ashton.
Please.
Whoa.
When he gets back, he'll have a Scottish accent. Don't worry. Hopefully the rest of us will be back on Monday. We'll see you.